Restoring My Soul, Monday the 7th of July, A New Creation. It is important to recognize that while the Son in identity dwells in a believer's heart, the seed of their sonship, brought forth through the travail of Christ, is sent forth by the Word of God and then germinated in their spirit by the Holy Spirit. By this means, they are conceived as a Son of God, having been born of the divine nature. Through new birth, Christ's life has become their life, but the expression of this life is unique to their name as a Son of God. They have become a totally new creation. Moreover, through new birth, the believer receives a heavenly body, which is reserved for them in heaven. After a person has been born again as a Son of God, the Father then places them into the church by making them a member of the body of Christ. This immersion into the body is one of three dimensions of baptism. Having become Christ's, they are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise made to Abraham. That is, their spirit, which is the lamp of the Lord, has been lit, and they are manifest as one of the stars that Abraham saw when the Lord said to him, "Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. So shall your descendants be." Significantly, a new Son of God is raised by the Father to heavenly places as a citizen of the heavenly Jerusalem, the Church. The psalmist prophesied of this amazing implication of new birth and baptism by the Father, writing, "And of Zion, where the heavenly Jerusalem has been established, it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself, that is the Father, shall establish her." The heavenly Jerusalem is the context where sons of God are to lay their life down in love for one another according to their name as a son of God. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 13 and 18, Genesis chapter 15 verse 5, Psalm 87 verse 5, and 1 John chapter 4 verse 7. For further study, Genesis chapter 15.